All right. Now, how was the homework? Was it easy? Was it hard?
It was okay.
It was okay.
Okay. Pretty easy.
All right, so we're starting to record here. And we're going to continue what we started last time. So, if you get out, please get out the notes I gave to you last time. And open number page 27.
Where did they go?
Page 27.
I think I lost page 27.
You lost page 27?
Yes, except.
Okay, when the TA comes, I'll ask her to make you another copy.
I don't know where it went. I think it's at home.
Okay. Let me make two copies for you. Actually, I'll wait until the TA comes. She makes copies for you. Okay, now let's do the, if we want a reference. So, if we want to do he, if we want to do he, so what is he? Can you make copies of this? Two copies.
You know what happened to Mariam?
Two copies.
He's gone.
Did you see her?
Actually, three copies.
No, the child.
So, if we want to say he, if we want to see, say he.
Yo.
Yo.
Okay. If we say,
cool.
He is,
cool.
He is nice.
He is.
So, how do we say this in Arabic?
How do you say nice?
Huh?
How do you say nice in Arabic?
Kind. Oh, nice. Latif.
Huwa Latif.
Yes.
That's my dad's
last name. Huwa
Latif. Oh, my
dad's last name. Yeah, that's my dad's last name.
What is, if we want to say she is nice?
Hiya Latifa.
Yes. Hiya?
Latifa.
Latifa.
Yeah.
Good job. Very, very good job, mashallah. Hiya Latifa. So what did you do to make it feminine? To make the word Latif feminine?
Ta'
marbuta at the end. Mashallah.
Female,
so, he is nice, she is nice. How about if we want to say about they are nice? They are nice.
I got the biggest kid here.
If we want to say they are nice in English could have four possibilities in Arabic. The first possibility is two males or mixed. So if we want to do two males, what do we say?
Is.
Huh? So if you look at the sheet right there, so they for two males, what is it?
Huma.
Huma. That's right. MashaAllah. Huma.
Wait, where did you find that?
It's right there.
It's right the second here.
Huma. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh,
now, if we wanna say Latif, we wanna convert it into double male. No, Latif is one. Latifa is two.
Latifa.
Huma Latifan.
Oh, I said it.
I knew it.
I said Latifan.
Okay, so in a double, what do you do in a double? To double up, what do? Add what?
And.
If it's marfu', you add an. If it's mansub, you add een. So, if it's, this is mansub, it's going to be latifain.
That sounds weird.
But now it is latifan. Okay. Now, what about if it is two females? So, huh? So, what do we use?
Homa.
Homa. That's right. Homa. So, there's no difference. It's homa. Now, how about latifan?
Latifatan.
Latifatan. Masha'Allah. They're smart.
Yeah. It's like you said it to a guy. Yo, no, this.
Oh my god.
Female.
So what did we add? We add ta, but because it's not at the end, it's not marbuta. It's open ta. That's right.
It's open ta.
How about many males or mixed?
Home,
masha'Allah. Home?
Home.
Now, I am going to ask you to make latif plural using the standard way. I'm not going to ask you to make it plural using the, it's irregular, but I want to, I mean, you can do it both ways. You can say it the regular, make it a regular plural or irregular. So I'm not going to ask you for the regular one, but I'll ask you for the regular one. What would be the way to convert latif into a regular plural? Latifun, masha'Allah. So what do we add?
Wow,
noon. Hum latifun. Masha'Allah, you're very smart. Very, very smart.
Tell my dad that.
I'm very proud of you.
You're going to tell my
dad that. Masha'Allah. He can listen to it on the recording. You just can say, Daddy, come and listen.
Okay.
Now, how about many females? Hunna. Hunna. That's right. How about, how do you make latif for plural for females?
Latifatun.
Exactly, latifat. Latifat. Masha'Allah. Smart. You say, you see here? Now, I am going to just mention, just for the purpose of like knowing, what would be the irregular plural of latif. It says litaf. Litaf. So you can also say hum litaf.
Wow.
So you can say hum litaf. You got it? If you get in an exam and you don't know the irregular plural, okay, use the regular ones. And I'm not going to count you wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if we have an exam, is it like open note?
Yes.
Then I just...
Yeah, but if I bring you a word that is new, like you haven't... Done it before, so probably like Baqarah, yes. So what is the plural of Baqarah? Actually, Baqarah is regular. Come on, it's regular.
Oh, well, yeah.
Baqarah is regular, you know why?
Because
you can say Baqarat.
Oh, yeah.
But you can also say Baqar. Baqar. If you don't like people, you call them, those are Baqar. Okay. All right.
done.
Now? So basically, Latif, female, Latifa, Latif, double, Latifan, for male, Latifa, for female, Latifatan, Latifun, Latifat.
Wait, is that Latifa or something?
Latifun?
No.
Which one?
This one.
Litaf.
Oh.
Litaf.
Okay.
Litaf. All right. Now, let's do about the, like, his and her. Okay. Now, if I say his book.
It's awesome.
If I say it's his book. So, this translates as what?
Cheese. Booky dub.
So, look at the last column.
Wait, is that hun or...
Where's
the
that?
The bottom one.
Yeah. Min Hunna Latifat. Hunna Latifat.
Kitabuhu.
Kitabuhu. MashaAllah. Kitabuhu. Very good job.
You look at the page.
Kitabuhu. Okay? And it ends with ha. It's not a ta marbuta. Kitabuhu hu. Just like who, like he, huwa, just make it, instead of huwa, make it hu. You know? Now, how about if it's female? What do you say? Kitab? Hair book is kitabuha. Kitabuha. How about when it comes to the now their book? Whenever you say their book. In Arabic, that expands into four possibilities, as usual.
So many.
So what is the first possibility? Is two males or mixed?
Two then. Whoa.
This camera's stupid.
Two males or mixed? No, we're not pointing. We just want to say their book. So, look there in the table and see which one. Remember that in the book, is, in the table is using different words, but I'm going to just use kitab for everything. Kitabuhuma, masha'Allah.
How do you do that? Where are you from?
He has a hidden Android phone in his brain.
Their house. Quite, oh, kitabuhuma.
Double male. Kitabuhuma. Kitabuhuma. How about if we want to say two females?
Kitabuhuma.
That's right. That's right. Just the same thing. Kitabuhuma.
You must be the usual translator.
That's right. How about many males?
This is every man except
many males or mixed? Many males or mixed? What do you do?
Two men,
Look at the table. Kitabuhum. That's right. So it's right here.
Oh, okay.
Kitabuhum. If you apply the rule in the table. Kitabuhum. How about if it's mini female?
No, I'm
going to
say it.
Okay.
Kitabuhunna.
Exactly, mashallah. Kitabuhunna.
You're right.
This is very good, mashallah.
Who are you talking to?
Wow.
Farhan complained that the
photo
blurry.
Blurry.
So I just want to make sure.
It's
a sensor. It's an excuse. Now, after we have done about the same, after we've done this for the absent person, we want to do it for the person that you're speaking to.
Yes.
Somebody who's not absent, somebody who's just right in front of your eyes, or people who are right, you're looking at them. All right, now let's say you are Latif. You are Latif. Yes, you are. Let's not use Latif, let's use another word. Let's say you are cute.
No,
Kobe,
I want to be strong.
How about that?
You are strong.
You are cute. So, what do we do here? What is you according to the table?
Anta.
Anta.
Now, cute is Jameel. Cute is Jameel.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Cute or beautiful is Jameel.
Anta Jameel.
Yes.
Anti Jameel.
Anna
Jameel. What the heck?
So, you are cute. What would you say about you are cute?
Anta Jameel.
Anta?
That was my phrase.
Jameel. That's right.
You didn't copyright
it. Hey. Pirate. Okay. Now, what if you want to make it a female by saying,
Auntie like, Jamila. Auntie.
Okay. That's right. Good job. So that's one male.
Good job.
What if it is one female? So you say Auntie
Jamila.
Jamila.
One M, one M.
That's right. Auntie Jamila.
Whoa.
Because I'm awesome.
Now, most likely people, instead of writing it this way, they put a kasra, like that. Anti, like that. So we have anta and anti. So there is anta with fatha, and there is anti with kasra.
I got this from the neighborhood church.
So now if we have two male or mixed.
أنتما
جميلتان ما شاء الله أنتما hold on yes. there's a problem here. You say جميلتان
جميلان
ما شاء الله.
Oh, that's what I screwed up.
جميلان, you see, because
Jamilan,
because it's a male. How about if it's two female?
Oh, and Jamil.
Antuma.
Antuma Jamilatan.
Antuma Jamilatan. Inshallah. Jamilatan. How about all of these are you, remember?
Mm-hmm.
How about multiple or many, male or mixed? Okay, I'm going to, remember, use the standard way, okay? The non-standard way, or the irregular plural of Jamil is Jimal. But we're going to use the standard way. So, what is the Antum? Huh?
Antum?
No, we're talking about many males. So, many males.
Antum.
That's right. Okay. If we use the standard way to make a plural, we say what?
Jamilan.
No. What do we add?
Wawnun.
Jamilun. Of course, the irregular way is to say Antum Jimal or Jumal. But this is just FYI. If you just do the regular ones, I'll be happy. How about if we're going to make it plural female? Antunna?
Jamilatun.
Masha'Allah. Jamilat. 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 And you notice that when you want to add the alif after the lam, you have to make it crossing like that. Jamilat. Antunna Jamilat.
Wow.
Alright. Now we will do when we were talking about ourselves. Are you talking about yourself or ourselves?
Were you guys one yesterday?
It's not the Super Bowl.
We should do like, wait, it's today is the Super Bowl?
No.
No,
it's not February.
There's no 30.
30.
And I have like
Super Bowl party. Fiesta.
Okay.
No, it's like somebody throws the ball at the camera. Oh, it's like 3D on. Oh, guys.
Now we're going to talk. We're going to say.
I
am tall. I'm going to say I am tall.
Oh, yay, I'm tall.
I'm taller than the.
You know, to tall is tawil. Tall is what?
Tawil.
I am tall.
And a tawil.
The one who is speaking could be one male or what?
One female.
So, if it's one male, it becomes what?
We only have to write two things.
Ana. But I forgot.
Ana tawil.
Ana tawil.
And then Antina. Antina tawil. Tawila.
Ana tawil. Okay. How about if it's one female?
Antina
tawil.
No, that's Antina. That's you, female.
Huh?
So.
No.
Anna.
Anna. Tawila. That's right. Anna. Tawila. How about two males?
Nahnu.
Or mixed.
Nahnu tawilan.
Tall.
Or something.
That's right. So we say Nahnu.
Nahnu tawilan.
Tawilan. Tawilan. How about two female?
Ana.
That's right. Nahnu tawilatan. Okay. How about many males or mixed?
Nahnu tawilatan.
You say? نحن طويلون or you can also say نحن طوال نحن طويلون or نحن طوال. Remember, you know, again, all I ask you is just do the regular ones. نحن طويلون. How about many females?
I'm still
no. Remember, the plural for females is always the standard.
Tawilat.
That's right. نحن طويلات. نحن طويلات. All right. Now, this time, I'm going to give you the homework. I'm going to post the homework online.
So
I am not going to give it to you here.
Yay!
Yeah. So we don't have to write anything back?
You don't have to write the homework.
Yeah, I don't have
you
to
just get
the
it
homework
from
and show my mom. Hey, look, I got the homework.
Okay.
Now,
let's study one Arabi word. From the Quran, I'm sorry, one Arabi sentence from the Quran. لا تزروا وازرة وزرة أخرى. لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. لا is to negate, which means not.
Or don't.
Right? لا means not.
Wait.
Okay. Wazira, wazir is somebody who does a bad deed. Sinner. A person who's doing a sin. Call it sinner. Right? Think it's single N, right? Is it the banet? Sin is single. Sinner is two N? Two N or one? Two N's. Sinner. And this that is pointing to the female, which is the soul.
Wait, soul? Okay.
And this is also pointing to the soul. So, أخرى means to the soul. And wizra sins. So basically, Allah is saying what?
Not sinner soul. Sins.
Taziru means carry. So
don't carry a sinner soul that sins. What?
Yes, don't. I got it.
A sinner's soul.
So, yes, a sinner soul or a sinner soul doesn't carry the sins of another soul. A sinning or a sinful, a sinner soul say a sinner soul doesn't carry the sins of another soul. Now, this is true all the time, right? This is an ayah in the Quran. But my question to you, is it true all the time? Is it really that if he makes a sin, if Saeed makes a sin, then would Nabil carry the sin?
No.
No. So who carries the sin?
The sinner. Made the sin.
The sinner. And he will be questioned in the day of judgment. Or Nabil would be questioned.
He will.
Saeed only would be questioned because he's the one who made the sin. Now the question is that true all the time? There's one exception to that. Who can think of the exception?
Huh? Like if the if some dude influences another dude.
That's right. I like to call it monkey see, monkey
do.
Do. So exception. Monkey see. Monkey do. So, if you start something bad and people start copying you, you get a copy of every bad deed they do of this particular sin. Now the Prophet, based on that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if anybody commits a murder, if anybody kills somebody else, one person
gets, like, he killed the whole mankind.
One person gets a copy of the sin.
Oh, it's the guy who killed Qabil. His brother. Yeah.
Qabil, yes. Why is that?
Because he was the first murderer.
Because he's the first one to initiate the killing.
Oh.
So, just imagine, if you start something evil, and then you spread it among people, like that, and those people spread it among others, you know, like that. So, you see what I'm saying? So if you start something bad and you spread it among others, and those others will spread it among others, and those others will spring among, and those other others will spread, will spread it among other others, and those other others. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do you see how many sins you're accumulating?
A lot.
A lot. So every one of them that does a sin, it copies into you.
Yeah.
How about a good deed?
Then you get a copy of the good deed.
That's right. You get a lot. So if you teach somebody قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ Surah Al-Ikhlas. Allahu samad lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad.
I taught you the whole surah.
Who taught you this surah?
Myself.
Let's say your parents.
I taught Nabil.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, hold on. Let's say your mother did.
Oh, no, it was my dad.
You know that everyone you teach the surah, your mother gets a copy of the good deed?
That's good.
But don't you get a copy as well? Because then you're teaching other people?
Yes. If you teach others, you get a copy yourself.
So it's like, for the sake of God, give it away.
Now,
you're gonna go teach it to around the street.
Does that work when somebody punishes himself for the sins of others? Does it make sense?
No.
Like, let's say Saeed made a sin. Nabil made a sin. Okay? Nabil made a sin. Can Saeed punish himself or repent from that sin?
Maybe.
How? It doesn't make any sense, right?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense that Saeed will repent from the sin or punish himself for the sin. What if Saeed repents from the sin? I mean, it doesn't... You say, it doesn't affect Nabil. Nabil has to repent himself. So the reason I'm saying that, then, what if somebody says that you made a sin, right? And because of this sin, I'm going to wash it away by dying for your sake.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense, right?
So
basically, if Adam makes a sin, then would it make any sense that God will punish himself for the sin of Adam?
No.
Never.
Why would God punish himself?
That would be crazy.
So, if anybody tells you Jesus punished himself for your salvation, would it make any sense?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't. Why? Because you made the sin.
You
are the one who did it.
Yeah.
You're the one who has to pay for it. You are the one who has to repent. Okay? So, you don't count on anybody else wiping away your sin by paying on your behalf. That is not going to happen. Yep, this is not going to happen. Now, let me finally... Give you an example. Well, actually, it's the end of the class right now. So.
No, I figured out.
There's so many calculations. Oh, yeah.